So the topic today is Kol Isha, review of the sources. I'm not going to give you a final halachic decision that you'll have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. I'm local, I'm Orthodox, and I'm a rabbi, but I'm not your local Orthodox rabbi. Okay. So starting point is a Gemara in Brachas on page 1. Gemara in Brachas is talking about the halachas. There is a halach in the Torah of V'lo yere'e b'cha erbas dovor. This is that you can, V'lo yere'e, should not be visible by you, erbas erva, dovor, in the time of speech. So the more understands that means that the time when a person is saying the Divrei Torah, so the more it talks in the context of Kriya Shema, but it's not limited to Kriya Shema. At any time a person is talking the words of Torah, the erva cannot be visible. So that's not a prohibition of looking at erva. That's a prohibition of having erva visible at that point in time. How close by? So two definitions. The pasuk continues and says, "Bohiyu machanecha kadosh." Your machaneh should be kadosh. The more it's dalet ames. So within your dalet ames, you can't have an erva visible, even if you're not looking at it at all, even if it's possibly behind you. That's one issue. There's a second issue of lo yira ebucha. You should not be seen. If you're looking at it, even if it's beyond your dalet ames, it's going to be a problem. So I have a woman who's not properly clad, or a man who's not properly clad. I can't say divrei Torah, any part of davening, learning, etc., in that presence. So that's the context. That's a pasuk, Parshas Kitzeitze. Shoftim, Kitzeitze, which one of those over there, right? Kitzeitze. Thank you. And so comes the Gemara, Bitzuk Tefach Be'isha Erva. If a tefach of the woman's body is which is normally covered, is uncovered, the woman is considered an Erva. The Gemara says, Lamai, in regard to what halach are you talking about? You're discussing the issue of looking at the woman. So it's not limited to a tefach, it's not limited to the parts which are normally covered. After Mechemes Midian, they came back and listed, they brought a matana of various different pieces of jewelry which they'd taken from they'd captured from the women. And some of those tachshitin are these jewelry are things which are worn on the outer part of the body, something to worn more privately. A person who is gazing, not just happens to say, but is gazing at a part of a woman which is visible, her finger, for the purpose of desire, is equivalent to looking at the most private parts of the woman. So that's not it's nothing to do with tefach, nothing to do with the part which is covered. Ela be'ishtoi with the kriyishma. So the Morse is talking about the status in regards to the person's wife, but there's no prohibition of looking. But during Kriya Shema, and again, it means any Divrei Torah, that can't be visible. So the pasuk indicates that the shoik is considered a mokum of erva, and some of Forshim learn means that's even less than a tefach. The point is, the areas which are more private. Again, we're not talking about looking, we're talking about saying Kriya Shema, and we're saying if a woman is uncovered, an area which is normally covered, if it's less than a tefach, you still say Shema. But the shoik, the thigh, in that area, that's a problem even less than a tefach. Again, this is talking about Kriya Shema. So the context is that these are problems of, the context of the more, these are problems of some which are an issue of saying Divrei Torah in their presence. Omer Shmuel, Kol Be'isha is Erva. Shinemar Kikolecha, Reva Marech Nevea Posek and Shira Shirim, that the woman's voice is something which is desirable. Omer Sheshes, Sar Be'isha Erva, Shinemar Sarech Ke'edah Ho'izim. Again, another Posek and Shira Shirim, that the woman's hair is desirable. We'll look at one Rashi over here. Rashi's in the first wide line. Kol Orev. Since the pasuk says this is something extraordinary about this woman, that's something which is desirable in a woman. So, reading of the Gemara, it seems to me this is the context of Kriya Shema, right? Somebody reading of the Gemara, this is the Gemara discussing this issue of Karl Isha in context of Divrei Torah. That's the flow of the Gemara. Before, it's talking about things which are prohibited to be visible during the time a person is saying Shema, not discussing looking at it, discussing listening to it. That's not the issue. The issue is it can't be present while you're saying Divrei Torah. That would be the simple reading of the Gemara. Okay. comes the Rosh, and the Rosh actually brings two opinions on this issue, how we understand the Gemara. Okay. Yeah.
Very quick question. On Shaykh, he says, Rashi says, Eishas Ishi, doesn't differentiate with any of the others.
There's a big discussion on how to turn Rashi.
Okay.
Maybe different. We'll have a different share on that one more time. Okay, you notice I didn't box that one in. That Rashi in.
I couldn't help noticing it.
Yeah.
Because I was looking for the other.
Okay, so page two, the Rosh is in Siman Lamed Zayin. So in the middle of the piece, Amar Shmuel Kol Beisha Erva Shemar Ki Kolecha Rev. So the Rosh says that this Gemara is talking about an issue of hearing it, not in context of the Kriya Shema. Now, he's coming. We said the simple reading of the Gemara is not like that. The simple reading of the Gemara is talking about the issue of having women sing while a person is saying Dibrei Torah. That's the flow of the Gemara. And the Rosh says, no, that's not what it's talking about. The Madana Yom Tov in Ois Pei understands the Rosh in the following way. The Rosh is saying that it's mutter to have a woman sing while you're saying Kriya Shema. You're not prohibited from saying Shema while a woman is singing. You have a problem with listening to her, which is a problem which has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. But there's no problem if you're not listening. The fact that she's singing, you're allowed to say Shema. So he's saying a kula. The Rosh is coming to say a kula. The Morris seems to be saying that you can't say Shema when a woman is singing. No, that's not true. You could say Shema when a woman is singing. What's the more saying? It's an erva. Erva means you shouldn't be listening to it. That's a different issue. That's how the Madana Yata understands the Rosh. The Rosh is saying a kula.
But isn't he talking about where are these minds over? You're going to lose out on Kriya Shema.
Who, the Rosh? No.
Madana Yata
is saying that we live in a situation where if we'd be makbid on this issue, so we'd create tremendous problems. So we never answered the Chachila having an issue of a woman's voice during Shema. That's how the Madana Yata learns it. Okay, comes the Mordechai. That's the Rosh.
Dan Yantav is an
Akron. Dan Yantav was the Tosh Yantav. He's an Akron. Yeah. I mean, early Akron. Comes the Mordechai, page 3, and he says, not like this. Bekoba Isha Erva. Pirish Rav Hai Goin the Cholhani Linya Kriya Shema. Okay, so he says the exact opposite of the Rosh. This is an issue in regards to Shema. So we're not discussing about listening to it. During Shema, it's a problem of erva. You can't be saying Shema. Again, Shema means is a catchword for Divrei Torah. You can't be saying Divrei Torah while a woman is singing. Because of a Rami Metz, the Sefer Yerayim. So the Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimetz, which is one of the Rishonim, who wrote a Sefer called Sefer Yerayim, was a list of the Tariq Mitzvahs. He also learned that Dabar Shema Kedusha B'Shmi is called Shir Shalisha. Okay, so it's prohibited to say anything which has elements of kedusha while a woman is singing. He continues and he says the following: well, about Nesenu, but in our sins that we live now, Ben Hoyt, because we live amongst the goyim on a yashim, and we'll never be able to say any words because there's always a woman singing. So what's going to happen? You're not going to learn anything. You're not going to daven, right? He says, "Eis lasis l'Hashem erit harasecha." Hell, and on the tzara milumay the bishmi is called shir noshim aramos. When the non-Jewish women are singing, we keep learning anyway. We keep davening anyway, even though they're singing. Eis lasis l'Hashem. We have to find a heter to this situation. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to survive. Okay, pasuk the pirish b'hag and the halachas gedolos. Okay, pirish Reb Chananel, k'divrei Reb Yehudoi, Reb Haigoin. Fine. Then he says the following: Kosev Rav of Yoh called Dwarman Hishkakan Lamala La Erva Davki with Avashen Regilus Legolas of a Sula Regilus Legilisar Lochashina and Deleke here. So he learns that the prohibition was based on the fact that a person might come to think about a woman, so something which is very common to the person that wouldn't be such an issue. So married women, their hair is covered; single women, their hair is not covered. So when the Morris is sar is a problem that doesn't apply to single women. But the Mordechai is very strong. He brings from Rav Haigoin, and he brings from the Halachas Gedolos, and he brings from the Yerayim and the Reb Chananel. They all understand this Gemara is talking about Shema. This is the prohibition of Davar Shem Kedusha, which fits the flow of the Gemara. Okay. Now, That doesn't mean that there isn't a separate problem of theoretically of a man listening to a woman sing. That's not the discussion of this Gemara. Is there something else besides there? So there's two Gemaras you want to see. There's a Gemara in Sota on page 4. Short piece of, we're looking at just one line of the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef. The Gemara says it's about 7-8 lines from the bottom of the Gemara. It's blocked off one line of the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef in the middle of the line. Mem Chesem and Aleph. Zamri Gavri Va'oni Noshi Pitsusa. If the men are singing and the women are responding, they're having like they would say the chorus part. So that's pritsus. That's an act of breaking down barriers between man and woman. Zamri Noshi, if the women are singing, Va'oni Gavri, and the men are responding, Ke'esh Ben Aris, that's the equivalent of taking fire and attaching it to Na'aris. Na'aris was the, when they would take the flax and they would take out the seeds, etc., before they would be able to make the linen. So those pieces were extremely flammable. So you just touch a little light to it, and the whole thing goes up in flame. So that's going to arouse the men very much. That's a problem. The Gemara says, "My nafkamina, why are you differentiating between the two?" Which means that they're both bad. So why are you saying, this is bad, this is really bad? I mean, they're bad, it's bad. Like, what's the difference? Gemara says, "Levutuli ha mekameha." If Rashi explains that if you only have a choice to stop one of the two, right? So they have their singing society, you know. On Mondays, the men sing and the women respond. The Tuesdays, the women sing and the men respond. And they say, listen, we can't break the whole society. You know, everybody paid their dues for the year. Okay, we're only going to listen to you for one. Well, which one should we stop? We should stop having the women being the singing and the men responding. That's the more. There's no difference. They're both bad. They both should stop. It's not right. The men should be listening to women singing, right? And this wasn't talking about davening. This was talking about men were listening to women singing, right? That's wrong. It's considered pitsusa. But you know, you have to hedge your bets. Whatever, you can do the best. Get rid of the worst one first.
When in these cases, when it says ba'ani, he's not singing. They're not singing. They're just answering, right?
Right. So Rashi is like this.
So what's singing, if they're not
they're answering by singing, right?
Is that what? That's not what it's.
Let's say Rashi. Keish ben Aris. What's happened? Lefisha einam mata ozel lishmoya semazamer lanas acharov. So the person singing, and at some point in time, I'm supposed to respond. So I'm focusing on what they're singing to be able to know when to respond. Mipsu hanoshim noisim libam lekarl hanoshim. They are focusing on the woman's voice. V'kol isha erva, and the woman's voice is considered an erva. Can you see Hashmini is kalech? He brings a pasuk which the Gemara doesn't bring, but he brings a different pasuk. Umavres yitzro ke'esh benaris, he's arousing his desire like a flame being put to the naris. That's when the women are singing, and the men, his job is to listen to respond. Aba zamri gavri v'onin yinoshi, the case of the men are singing, the women just respond. Tzatz prizuz yesh, it's still called Kobe Sheerva. Al Enom Maver Yitzra Kolkach, it doesn't arouse them as much. And Mazamrin Matim Ozim Likolo. And the people who are singing are not waiting for the chorus from the audience so much. It's not so important to them.
So the Matra, then they weren't, when Ani is not singing, they're just saying.
He is.
Either way, it doesn't make a difference.
If it's speaking, what's the prohibition there?
No, the Ani. What's the Ani part?
Yeah, no, that's what he's saying. I'm saying the Ani, why would it be pritzus for women to answer in a speaking voice?
No. The problem is, we'll see. I understand what you're saying. If we only can stop one, we'll stop the worst one first. Okay. So that's this Gemara, which clearly the Gemara is saying there is an issue of a man listening to a woman singing, not in context of Shema, and that's what the Gemara says, it's pritzus, it's wrong, it's also to do. Okay. Now, there is a Gemara in Kedushin, which I'm skipping page 5 for now. So page 5 over here. See, page 6. All the way down at the bottom of the page, the Gemara says that Gemara says a story. Remember who the story is with? That. I let's see where this, finally where the story starts over here. The Gemara says one Amara came to another Amara. Somebody came to Reb Nachman's house, and so this person was visiting. So Nachman says, "Why don't you say hello to my wife?" I can't say hello to your wife because it's called Isha Erva. There was no singing over there. See Rashi, down all the way down the bottom. Liyalta Shem Ishtar. That was his wife. His wife's name. Kol Isha Erva. Shenamar Hashmini Es Kerleich. V'meshal B'Shlemo. If I ask how she's doing, Tishiveni, she'll answer me. I'll hear her voice. So it sounds like even Kol Dibur is also. Okay. So now go back to page 5. No, that's not what I want. Go to page 7. Yeah. So on page 7, so the Rashman Brachas says the following. It's marked off on the right column, page 7. Three lines from the bottom of the not the footnotes, but the Rashman itself. So even her voice, her speaking voice is prohibited. So here you have a Gemara in Kedushim, which clearly says nothing, it's nothing to do with davening. So I have two Gemaras which clearly say this Gemara is not limited to davening. So when her high going, the other one say it's referring to Shema, they can't be saying that the Gemara in Kedushim is wrong. It's only limited to the davening. The more conclusions, you know, they're saying where the Madan Yontif. Now you see where the Madan Yontif is coming from. The Rosh is saying that, yeah, I got a good word. I know there's a problem with Kol Isha. What about during Shema? Maybe it should be Mutter. No, something more. It's Aser, right? Something more. Rosh. No, it's not Aser during Kriya Shema because I were Mata during Kriya Shema because during Kriya Shema it's going to be a problem. We be Makban this. We never be able to daven. So it's only other times. That the Mordechai, it's also during Kriya Shema. This is how some Mordechai don't understand the Mordechai is saying. But he's not coming to argue on the Gemaras and Kedushin and all the Gemaras. Now, this has been quoted, that Rav Haigon is a source that it's only prohibited during Shema, not otherwise to listen to a woman's voice. I think it's difficult to understand like that if you look at all the Gemaras. Now, the Rashi says a fascinating thing, where the Gemara says even talking to a woman is prohibited. Ve'elan miyun nira. So Rashi continues and says, "Da'afka kol shel shila shalom, oy bashav shalom, ki hasim dika kir vadas." The point was having this. Listen, the conversation creates a connection. So when the Morse said Kol Isha Erva over here in this context, it didn't mean I hear her voice and that's the problem. The problem is I have a conversation with her. So with a woman having a conversation with how she's doing, it's a pleasant interchange. Because women's voices are pleasant, etc., and that's a problem. That's going to go under this rule of Kol Isha Erva, and it's prohibited.
But that sounds like that was a kiddush to Reb Nachman. I mean, he heard this from his guest.
Correct.
I never heard that before.
Apparently not. Okay. Now we did.
And now we did.
Now you did too. Okay. Okay. So we have the Rosh. The Rosh says it's a problem, not in the context of Kriya Shema. Let's see what the Rambam does. The Rif does not bring this Gemara at all. And that's significant. And the Rishonim, which that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah talks about on page 6, the page 5, why the Rif doesn't bring it. That's the discussion why the Rif doesn't bring it. But let's go to the Rambam. The Rambam's in page 8. We'll see the Rambam. We're going to see page 8 and page 9. And there's a Kesef Mishnah on page 10 that I want to see also. Okay, now the Rambam goes through. Starts off with the Nyanim of Erva. Says also the Ladam Likrets Biyadav Ubaraglov. A person can't make signals to a woman. Or Lirmas Beinov. Or to wink at her. Lachas Minarayas. To a woman who is an Erva to him. So an Erva is a prohibited woman to him. Some type of a relation which would be prohibited. His brother's wife. His wife's sister. Those type of people. Alitzachimai can't make jokes with her, the Hokal Rosh, to be frivolous, Rafila Hariach, but someone shall I can't smell her perfume, or the Habit Biyafya, to look at her beauty, is Aser. Umakin, Lemiskavin, the Darvizeh, Makas Mardis. If a person does do this intentionally, we're going to give him what Makas Mardis, that's the rabbinic lashes. Lemiskavin, 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 and looking at her at any part of her body for pleasure is going to be a problem. The field is shmoil kol erva, even hear the voice of an erva, or lira sara, or to look at her hair is osir. Now the Rama says it in the language of an erva, a woman who's prohibited to him. And this halacha applies not only to an erva, all of the rayas of the Torah, which are mentioned in Parshas Achimers, all of them, the punishment is kares, or worse. Chai v'lavin, is anyone which is prohibited, not only an erva, says chai v'lavin, these prohibitions apply to chai v'lavin also. So you can't listen to her voice, you can't look at her hair, you can't look at her beauty, it's any woman which is prohibited to you.
If a person wants a woman who's not married and he's trying to see if he can marry her, he's allowed to look at her and see. If he wants to see, he wants to marry her. He wants to see if she looks pleasant or not. That's not a problem at all. The more says it's proper that a person should look at the woman. A person shouldn't look in a lustful way. That Yehiyah says he did not even do that by a basula. But his wife, even when she's during the time of being a nida, which a nida is one of the arayas as delineated in Parshas Achrimos, a normal woman is which prohibited to you, you cannot look at. But over here it says it's permitted. He likes her, he enjoys seeing her. Since she'll go to the mikvah, she'll be permitted, so that's not a problem. That's okay. So the Rambam seems to say this halacha is halacha by erva. The Rambam says you're allowed to look at a panuya, right? Are you allowed to listen to the voice of a panuya? The chara, according to the Rambam, yes. The Rambam says the only issue is karl erva. The Rambam does point out, however, any chai bilavin, any woman which is a chai bilavin, would be prohibited. Now, and then the Rambam says in the next halacha that a nida is called an erva. So any woman who's a nida, even though she's single, but she's a nida, she's at least a chai v'lavin. The Rambam calls her an erva. So any woman who is permitted to him, it's a woman who's not married, is not one of his prohibited relatives, who's not a nida, who's not a grusha for a kayin, etc., etc., etc. He's allowed to listen to her voice. That's what Rambam would hold. The Rambam will be allowed to hear a girl under the age of 12, under the age of 11, who is, we assume she has not had become a nida yet. She's not married, and she's not one of your relatives which are prohibited to you, right? So in that situation, you'd be allowed to listen to her sing. That's what the Rambam holds. And that's a fair assumption in the Rambam. Okay, page 10 comes along, the Kesset Mishnah says, in Hilchos Kriyashma, the Rambam goes to all the lochos of Erev and Kriyashma. He doesn't mention Karl Isha. And the Gemara in Brachos seems to say Karl Isha in the context of Kriyashma. So the Kesset Mishnah says, he says it in Hilchos Yisrei Bia, in the prohibitions of Arayis. So he says the following. So this is in Hilchos Kriyashma Parak Gimel, the Kesset Mishnah is up on the, all the way up on the right second line, on the right column. Remember, Shama Karl Vasar Beisha Erva. And the Ram does not mention them in Hilchos Kriyashma. But Sever Rabbeinu Shalom in Kriyashma Nemar. The Rambam holds it. It's not talking about Kriya Shema. It's talking about the general prohibition of a woman which is prohibited to him. And that's why the Rambam does not mention it until it's Kriya Shema. So you have the Rosh and the Rambam, who both take this Gemara, which the simple reading would be referring to Hilchos Kriya Shema, but based on, let's say, the Gemara in Kedushin, and maybe the Gemara in Sota, they take it as not referring to Kriya Shema, it's referring to a general issue of listening to a woman sing. And that's the Rosh and the Rambam. Now, I want to read you I didn't put it in the packet. I wanted to, and then I forgot to. The Beis Yosef in his Hakdama to his Pirush on the tour, when he goes, explains what he's doing in the Beis Yosef, and then he says, okay, now how am I going to decide the halacha? Okay? He says, the three pillars of halachic decision, which Klai Yisrael stands on. Halohema harif, varamam v'harosh. It's the rif, the ramam, and the rosh. Amarti alibi, shumachim sheshnayim mehem askimim l'das achas. So if I have three, and two of them agree, and even though the third one disagrees, Nifzik halacha kamoisim. That's going to be my general approach. If I have a Rif and I have a Rosh and I have a Rambam and two of them say X and the other one says Y, I'm going to pass an X. Except, you love mixes makayim shekol chachmi yisrael. Other points. One of the three did not give an opinion. Other two, they disagree. So then I bring in the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ram, the Mordechai, the Smag, etc. My first line of defense is the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. Well, the Rif doesn't talk about this Gemara, and the Rosh and the Rambam both agree. They're talking about a general prohibition of listening to a woman sing. Nothing to do with Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Okay. So that's normative halacha is our base Yosef and our tour, and that's Shulchan Aruch. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch where that took us. So the Shulchan Aruch comes up, and we'll see Shulchan Aruch actually in two places because he talks about it in Hilchos Erva. He also talks about it again in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. So in Eben Ezer, that's on page 11. So the Shulchan Aruch says the following. And now it's basically the language of the Rambam. So I'm going to run through it pretty quickly. We saw the Rambam. I just want to point out one or two things as we go through. He adds a little bit more. The prohibition of getting involved with women, which are prohibited to you, a person has to be very careful with that. The language of Ma'od Ma'od. So the Beis Shul points out that this is something which a person has a desire for. That's why he used the language Moed Moed very much. This language is found three times in Shulchan Aruch, and that's it. One of them is over here. One of them is by a ribis, charging interest. And the third one is by dying, taking shoychad, taking a bribe. Those are three areas where, you know, like, I deserve, I worked all this, you know, the guy got to pay me a little bit of money for my work. No, don't, you can't take any money for your work, you're dying. But I spent hours and hours. No money, you know. $5? No, nothing. Right? So, mind. Ribbis, you know, I'm getting $100,000 loan. He wants to do me a favor. He'll take care of my, you know, he'll take care of this, getting this loan for me, you know, for something else. I don't deserve it. Mind. So, mind is three times in Shulchan Aruch, and this is one of them. Vasilikris Beyadov, a Baragla, he quotes the Losh of the Ramam, Lirmas Bein of Lachas Meirayas. Again, he's talking about one of the women which is prohibited to you. You can't be frivolous with her. Look at her beauty. You can't smell her perfume. Then he adds, and you can't look at women which are, but they were washing the clothing, their arms were uncovered. They were there in the water, their arms uncovered, etc. You can't look over there. You can't look at women's beautiful clothing. Continue on to the next page, etc. Then he says towards the end of that, page 12, Vosu the Shema Kol Erva Lirasari. Person cannot listen to the call of a woman who's an Erva and look at her hair. And then he says, after Ramana says, this applies even to women which are Chai V'Lavin. Why am I stressing this? The Chai V'Lavin point? Because, the Prima Gana points out, like we said, that all our girls nowadays, over the age of adolescent, already we assume that they're nidos, and so there is a machloikus in the poskim whether nid is an erva. She's chai, of course, that's not the question, but is it din of yarg val yaver? That's the question. I don't need it. If she's an erva, gilir rais is din of yarg val yaver. A man's told have relations with a woman who's an nido, or we will kill you. He has to let himself be killed. That's how the Beis Yosef paskens. Beis Yosef paskens that a nida is an erva, and that's the language we saw in the Rambam also. Rambam called a nida an erva. The Arsim paskens say nida is not an erva; it's a lav. It's a lav. It's kiv koris. So either way, the Shulchan Aruch saying either way, whatever you want to call this woman, she's a chayv lav, and you have a problem of ko. So now, the reason because I saw one article which he says, well, you know, the Rishon did not mention anything about the issue of problem of them being nidas. That's true, you know, and the Rambam only said kol erva. I said that's not fair. This article that I saw, he says Rambam only mentioned the kol of an erva. Yeah, the next line he says chayv lavan. You know, a nida is not an erva. Yeah, it's at least a chayv lavan. And the Rambam sheet is and the Shulchan Aruch is an erva. It is an erva. That's besides the point. But you know, for just to set the record straight on that one. Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer. That follows the Rambam. Comes the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, And he says the following. So that's page 13. And Sif Gimel. Yeshizor Mishmias Kol Zemer Isha Bishas Kriyishma. You have to be careful not to hear a woman singing while you're saying Shema. Hagoba Filibi Ishtoi. Awakol Harogoboy Ener Erva. But that's but even your wife, it's a problem. You can't have her sing, but her regular speaking voice is not a problem. Okay, comes the Magen Avraham and says like this. I told you in Ebenezer that there's a problem of a curl of a woman who's an erva. During Kriya Shema, and that's the Rosh and that's the Ramba. But there, what about the Mordechai and the Haigoyin and the Urayim and all those people? So they say it's a problem of Shema. So yeah, she's right, you should be careful with that. In other words, I'm not, again, my main opinion, I told you in the beginning of my Pirish, I'm going to follow the Rosh and the Ramba. But yeah, she's right, you should be careful. It's like a different language and it's Osir. Right? You have to be careful about that. That's how the Lagarin writes in the Bira Gerua. He writes that the Rosh and the Tor, it's not talking about Shema and the Rambam also. You should be careful. You should take the other opinions into consideration. So you have to be careful during Shema also. Now, what prohibition do you have during Shema? Well, over there it's a prohibition only of a person who's prohibited to him. So if I have a girl under the age of let's say 11 and under, a young girl, I'd be allowed to have her sing for me. No problem. I can listen to her sing. She's not an Anita. She's not prohibited to me, and she's not married, right? But comes over here and he says, the Magen Avraham says in Sifkat and Vav, but during Shema, no, that not. Afilu Panuya. During Shema, you can't listen to anybody singing. Even while you sing Divrei Torah, you can't have anybody singing because there's still a desire for a woman, which that happens at that time. Va'ayin be'evinu Ezer. Simen Chaval, the Kol Zemer, Eishes Ish, lo'elam asur lishmoya. But a married woman singing is not only a problem during Shema, it's always a problem. I will call Dibura Shari, but her speech is not a problem. Okay, so that's, and this we'll see the Mishabura, that's not the Mishabura, so this is the way the Mishabura finally codifies it. If you put all the Gemaras together and all of the opinions together, so you get the Gemara and Evan Ezra tells me that any woman is prohibited to you, a woman who's married, she's an Eshazish, she's prohibited to you, a woman who's an Ida, a woman who's a prohibited relative, a woman who's a Chai V'Lavin, you can't hear her sing, period. You can't. Her regular speech is permitted, except the Rashba says if it's going to be an intimate conversation, that's also wrong. During Shema, during the Divrei Torah, so according to the Rif and the Rambam, there's no such din. So as much as that's prohibited, it's prohibited. Case where it's permitted, according to the Rosh and the Rambam, seemingly, if I have a girl who was single, not a Nida, I'd be allowed to have her sing, and I could be, saying Shema. But there's the Mordechai and the Rav Haigoyin and all those people would say that's not true. So those opinions are, the Shulchan Aruch takes those into consideration. He says that's prohibited. And that's prohibited even a girl who's not prohibited. During Shema, you can't do it even a girl who's permitted to you. You can't do it. So that's how you have, that's your normative halacha.
That include your wife.
And that would include your wife, right? Even a woman who's permitted to you, during Shema, it's going to be a problem.
Right. But outside of Shema,
Shema means anything
but Torah. She's not a Nida, it's not a problem.
It's not a hate.
But if somebody else is at the table, it's a problem for them.
That's true too. Right? Okay. Then in the page 14, the Prima Gunnan points out that we have to assume nowadays our women are Nidas, and therefore a lot of this heter is not so relevant because women nowadays. Girl hits the age of adolescence, of puberty, so we assume that she's a Nida. They don't go to the mikvah until they get married, so from that time, so she's married, you have to assume that she's a Nida.
But for what age is that?
He doesn't say what age it is. We assume an halacha from above the age of 11. Some say 11 and up, some say, if she hits 11 already, you have to be concerned about that possibility. So he points out over here, he says, yeah, we learned the Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer correctly. You're allowed to listen to a girl who's single, who's not prohibited to you. It's permitted. But the year of the Pnuya Nida, Mikal Erbehu. But a Nida is a problem. But Gam Chai V'Lavin, the Shulchan Aruch said, there any woman who's Chai V'Lavin, even if she's not an Erbe, she's a Chai V'Lavin. We call Pnuya Akum, a non-Jewish girl. Kayan Vadi, also the Shemar, because Kayan can't marry a non-Jewish girl. So a non-Jewish woman is going to be the same problem also. So that's going to be a problem, like he says, and that's a problem all the time. That's Eben Ezra din. A woman is prohibited to you as all. You can never listen to her sing. So I want to go hear a non-Jewish woman sing. I can't do that because she's a prohibited woman to me. That's going to be paskened clearly in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra.
I said, where is this from?
What?
We just read.
This is Prima Gona. This is Prima Gona. I'm sorry, I cut off the top of the page. To get everything on the page, I had to cut off the top. Okay. The Mishnah Berurahs are pretty much, we've spoken all of them out. That's page 15 and 16. He does say a kula, which the Mordechai says, and that way we live amongst the Goyim, and you know, you can have the people sing all the time. We're not going to prohibit us from learning Torah because of that, like the Mordechai said, otherwise we'll never get a word of learning in. But he does say that we should try as much as possible focus not listening to the singing, but to your learning. Okay, that's page 15 and 16. Okay, so that is normative halacha. That's it. Are there any heter? Any heter in which would say that there are scenarios where it's permitted to hear kol isha? So we have pretty clear that there's one prohibition during Shema. There's another prohibition of women which are prohibited. It applies to most people. A girl who's a penuyah, she's not a nida, is permitted, not during Shema, but otherwise you'd be allowed to listen to her sing. In page 17, 18, and 19, there's a piece from the Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva was one of the early Akron, very chashuv sefer. He is very machbed on this issue. He holds even called penuyah is a problem in general, not like the Shulchan Aruch over there. And it says my raya
called
Penuya is what? Oster? Is Oster. He also it is Oster. Because also Kobi Sherva, that's the problem with Kobi Sherva. Sar by Basula because that was Derek. But that would not necessarily be true by their voice. Maybe nowadays it is true by their voice. So he's Machmer. It comes to page 20, and there's a fascinating piece from this is pages 20 to 24, is a Truman from the Sridei Eish. Sridei Eish was, his name was Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg. He was a Talmud. He was a Talmud of Slobodka, Talmud Chacham from Slobodka Yeshiva. Eventually, he ended up Litvisha Goy, and he ended up in Germany as the head of the Orthodox Seminary, Hildesheimer Seminary, after he was nifter, Rabbi Chavakar Weinberg came to Rosh Hashiva there. So there's a little Shagarin moving to Germany with all of the world of Germany, etc. He survived the war. And this tshuva was written after the war in 1947. The issue over here was that there was in France an organization called Yeshurun, which is something similar to what we have in NCSY. It was public school kids which had no Torah background at all, and he's trying to create some type of a Jewish framework for them to get together in. It was boys and girls together, they were singing together, etc. And there's people who are raising the question, that how are you allowed to have them sing together? That's the Gemara, the Kobi, Isha Erva, how are you allowed to do that? That's the discussion over here. Is there any heter? That's the discussion. So he says, first I want you to know that their points are valid. You know, the person he's responding to is, I want you to know that they're not, you know, just some frumy Haredi rabbi with all of his problems. You know, he's got a good point. It's a Gemara, it's a Shulchan Aruch, it's a din, it's not a frumkeit. Okay. So that's page one. Page 20, he points out that, you know, their point is good. On page 21, he says in the first paragraph on the right side, Mikom Mokam Kishinis Alti Al Zem Yiminale Yeshurun, Horesilem Shem Shichuas Pulosim Apia Derek Shi. You may continue as you've been doing until now. Oh, how do I do that? I just told you that, you know, they're right, and it's Gemara, it's a Rambam, and a Shulchan Aruch, and I'll say, okay, just do it. What am I doing? He says, first of all, like this. There was an approach which was used by the German rabbis, which I got to know when I first came. He says, I first came to learn, I don't know, what are they doing? And I realized what they're doing. He says, so first of all, they did this because they, to save the German youth, which had been estranged from Yiddishkeit, they made an approach which was necessary for that point in time. And their approach was correct. says, and on such a thing, we'll apply the concept of Eis Lasus Lashem Iver Teresech. Under the circumstances that we're going to, we'll permit things which we would normally not permit. Now we have to find, you can't make up your own heter. You have to find a heter which is based in halacha, but even though it's not necessarily the best way of doing it, but under the circumstances, we're going to allow it. They understood the reality of these people. These boys or girls are together. They're together all the time. They're having the opportunities of having great, good time together outside of the framework of Judaism with doing who knows what. So you say, come here, like, you know, boys over here, girls over there, don't talk to each other, don't hear each other, da, 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 da. It's not going to happen. This 16-year-old boy, 18-year-old boy, 16-year-old girl, they can go to the club down the street and have a good time together. They come to me and be separate. Probably not going to happen. We'll find a way to have, let you be together. He says, and they knew what they were doing. They understood the needs of the time, etc. He goes along. They understood the intermarriage problem, which was taking place, etc. That's page 21. He still hasn't said the logic why it's mutter. He just said the fact that he was moderate, and he felt that the situation required it. Page 22. So he says like this. It's in the left column. The boys and girls sing together their songs. People in charge of the camps. We shout to them. I said like this: Berlin. When I came to Berlin, even the frum houses, I saw them singing these mirrors together. You can't have a woman singing while you're saying Shema, which again, Shema means any Divrei Torah. So assuming that Zemiris have a union of Kedusha to them, the Divrei Torah, so how can you have a woman singing while you're saying Zemiris? I didn't understand what they were doing. So I came from Lithuania to Berlin. I said, what are you doing? Okay, now, he says, that's a Simon Shulchan Aruch and Simon Ayin Hey. So even though the woman is not prohibited to me, right? She's my wife, but you still have this problem. And like the Magen Rama says, so Kalisha Erva, Kagan Eshazish, Anita, Osir, Philip, Shlabashas, Kriyashma, Vasilis, Bimena, Lorla, Mechesis, Nidus. Girls, she's single. Well, yeah, but she's Anita. You do a Machloikis, Rishonim Bezeh, the Rav Haigoin, the Ran, the Mordechai, that it's only a Lochan in Shema, the Rosh and the Rambam, said, not like that. There's two ways to learn the Rosh. Okay, Veneer Shane Kamachloik, because he wants to say like this. That later on down in that paragraph. She's still in the Gemara. Rav Haigan Kosov Kalin Yashkriyashma, the Hassan Nemer Gemara Stam, Kobe Isha Erba, Masha Bain Nesua, Bain Panuya. Any woman is a problem. Any woman is a problem during Shema. Avashalabashas Kriyashma, Mutali Shema, Kol Panuya. Right? Hi, the Gemara over there. That's talking about the more in Kedushin, Dav Ayin, that's talking about woman who's prohibited. It's talking about Nesh Ish. That's where the Rambam came from. You see over there, it's not the Shema. The more in Kedushin, Dav Ayin, not the Shema. Any woman who's prohibited to you. He's his wife. I can't, Kobe Yisheir, but nothing to do with Shema. Two different dinner. Then he says, the Maisa, all our girls are psulas, are needless, so what's his heter? So far, we still don't know why he's Maisa. Page 23. He says, here's the head. So when I came to Berlin, the top line over there, normally here, going to Tzadik Razil Hildesheimer, Bechena going to Rishim Shemrafel Hirsch, to Frankfurt on Main, Hitzir Bezmiris Kredish Lazamer Yacha, they allow them to sing together. Vahata, Mishim Deshrei Koli Lo Mishtamoy. You can't hear two voices at the same time. Bekim and Shemazamrim Yacha, a man and woman together, Ein Chashash Isser. Okay, that's what they said. I was not happy with that answer. Now, I'll explain to you why he's not happy. The Mor says that phrase of Trey Kolom Shemoy twice in Shas. It comes up in context of Megillah, or Kriyas HaTorah and Megillah. And it comes up in regards to, the Mor says, the time of the use of the shofar, they say Mikdash, they blow the shofar, they would have trumpets blowing with the shofar. So the Mora says, you blow the shofar, you have the trumpets with it, Trey Kolom Shemoy, you can't hear the two voices at the same time. So the Mora says like this, two things. The Mora says, first of all, that, what's the problem? I can't have two people laying the same Torah at the same time, which, by the way, is important to know. The person gets an aliyah, he's supposed to read with the Balkare, but not out loud.
Because then you're from Trey Carlo Mishtemoy. You know, someone you have the Arlev, he's like, he's very frum. He wants to make you know that he knows the halacha. So he makes sure the whole shul knows that he's saying with the Balkar, right? And you have Trey Carlo Mishtemoy. So Tiberius and Yoritzer Pashas.
It's also very annoying to the Balkar.
It's also very annoying to the Balkar, yes. Yeah. But that's true too.
He thinks you're annoying him.
Just
stop and let him continue.
That's good suggestion.
But the Mora says you can't really focus in on two voices at the same time. But the Mora says that Megill, you're allowed to have two people learn Megill at the same time. Why is this? Someone which is chaviv to the person, very dear to them, exciting to the person, dear to him, he could focus in even by treko. So Kriyas HaTorah, you know, it's every week, it's not exciting. Megillah once a year, Megillah, da, da, da. The kids come all dressed up, it's a gatzadaz, yeah, you can focus in. Morris says, Shofar, I understand. So you got the chatzotzer is blowing together with the Shofar, you can't hear the Shofar. Trey Kol HaMishamoy. So Morris says, okay, Ayin Chavivi. Again, it's chaviv to them, so they can focus in on that. So here we have a problem that if it's chavivi, you can't rely on Trey Kol HaMishamoy if it's chaviv to you. So maybe you would tell me, you know, my neighbor's wife's, you know, saying, it's not so chaviv to me. But if she's an opera star, maybe it is chaviv to me. You can't just make this blanket heter, you know, depends how nice her voice is. I don't know. Number one. Number two, the more both cases, the scenario which is talking about is something which I need to hear the words. The problem isn't hearing the sounds. The problem, I have to hear words. I have to hear the words of Kriyas HaTorah. It's very hard to focus on the words of Kriyas HaTorah when there's two sounds going simultaneously. The more didn't say I don't hear the sounds. Whereas I can't be yoitz in my Kriyas HaTorah because I can't focus in on the words. So, by Kol Panuya, the Kol Isha, the problem isn't the words. She's not a singer, just, well, there's no words, it's mutter, because the problem is that the voice is pleasant. So, who said that's a heter? So, what's this heter, Trey Kol Mishtemoy, applying it from the Gemara to the scenario, the heter is difficult. He says, you know what? Now they were married, because I'll say they were husband and wife. Okay, but Devorah's shir isn't the Rekardish. So I have to tell you, one person suggested that it wasn't Kardish yet. When she sang it, it was her own private song. Later on, Chazal were conveying, you know, Shmuel and Navi was conveying, this is called Kodesh. Right now, it was, you know, the verse says, Marshall, thank you so much. Oh, I can't see you saying thank you so much, Marshall. You know, I don't know whether that's necessarily true. Now, I want to point out, by the way, it's a difficult heter. There's a machloikas akronim, is this Yisro Kalisha, the Raisa, the Rabbah? So the Sefer, the Haflon, and Hamak, and Kedushan, the Avayin, said that the Koran, the Rabbah, it's the Rabbah. So being right from a pasuk is very difficult because I don't know when they made the Kana Rabbanon. Yeah. Devorah made the Nasser yet. Yeah, Devorah and Baruch sang together. But what's with me?
Miriam too.
What?
Miriam too.
Miriam too again. So Miriam was you know, so one of the proofs, could Miriam sang? But Tan Lehem Miriam sang. Lehem is male. She sang to the men. Okay, yes, let's say it's true.
She didn't sing. She said. Tan.
But even if you tell me she sang, and she sang for the men, and she danced for the men, who said it was Usher? If it's Rabbanon, it wasn't Usher yet.
It's Kardim Matan Torah anyway.
It was Kardim Matan Torah. Like, you know, so, there is an article which somebody put out in Parshas B'Shalach about, you know, you see this, they call Isha's Mutter, and we should permit it, excuse me, I think we're missing something in the conversation over here. Like,
maybe they pass getting mukta mukta.
I don't know, whatever. So maybe there's a taz says anything which is explicitly in the Torah permitted, you can't ask her. I don't know. So she says, then he says maybe there's a heter which he continues off. He says, Bashiri Kodesh, the problem is because you might come to be Maharer. When you think about the words of Kedusha, you won't come to be Maharer. At the end of that paragraph, then he says maybe this is only a few persons doing it intentionally to get benefit, get pleasure. So that's not what we're like the Rama. Because Rama says the Isra of Histarklus is only if you're doing it for pleasure. So a woman who's permitted, theoretically permitted, right? So it's. It's only done for, it's even mutter for pleasure. So it means the erev is usher for pleasure. If it's not for pleasure at all, even erev would be mutter. So curl, the same thing. If it's not for pleasure at all, it'll be mutter. So that's what he wants to say. That's their heter. And that's what he built his heter on. Then he says another heter that is. So finally, at the end of the thing, he said like this. He brings it back again. So in the paragraph on the left side, when is it the right time? What you're allowed to permit? No, we can't do it on our own. Okay, so it's not definitely prohibited. We can find a source to permit it in France. You're going to end up with intermarriage, so we're going to be matter. This is the main source of the heter that people quote, is the Sudeish. You see, the Sudeish himself was only permitted it in the extreme circumstances of what he was worried about in France. He wasn't saying this blanket heter. Okay. That basically takes you through most of the sources. And interesting, I'll just show you the Chassan Sofer on page 26. The Chassan Sofer was called the Chassan Sofer because he was the son-in-law Chassan of the Chassan Sofer. That's what he's called, the Chassan Sofer. The Chassan Sofer was the son-in-law of Rikabeger. This is the son of the Chassam Sofer.
What was his name?
His name was Ehrenfeld, Shmuel Ehrenfeld. So the Matzah Sofer Rav, the Matzah Sofer Bishpacha, that's Ehrenfeld, that's Ben Achaben from the Chassam Sofer. Okay, so he says, he raises this question, Trekolon lo Mishter Moy will apply to Kol Isha. It's about to be called Zemr Shalishim im Ish Ke'echad, they have a Trekoli, im Mutter Lishmoy, the Trekolon lo Mishter Moy. Is that permitted or not? When it's chaviv to you, you can hear even two. People enjoy a woman's voice. Because people like the voice, that's why we answered it. I was anal. No, the kibun the arminan trei kolim mishtamoi. Maybe l'shama l'kalisha, but also l'de chavivus. The name of yoiv daite. He says, if you don't hear the voice, you don't enjoy it. So you don't enjoy it, you're not going to hear it. So he says, we're not worried about the chavivus because he's going to. He can't really get a handle on it to start with, to enjoy it, to want to focus on hearing. So he's matre. And that'll answer the case over there of Devorah and Baruch, how they would answer, because it was the same thing. Then he says, he answered, that was a special nebuah. So the Rebbe says, that's why she had instruments. Now I want to tell you, I saw a heter, the Rebbe Yosef Chaim from Baghdad says the same heter. So I saw that one person quotes this. He doesn't quote the Pharisees, and he quotes the Yosef Chaim, saying the heter is trei kol l'mishtamoy. So it means that therefore, any woman singer, as long as she plays an instrument with her, now it's mutter. She plays a guitar, so it's a guitar plus her voice. Now it's mutter to go hear the woman sing, because trei kol l'mishtamoy. That's not what he meant. He meant you don't hear her voice because of the sound of the music. It didn't mean when you play an accompaniment to the guitar, now it's mutter. But that's what he felt. That's how he understood the Rishon Chaim. I don't think that's what he meant. Okay, so that is some basic. So
are there any tshuvas that address the issue of the recorded voice or the remote voice without a mic?
There are tshuvas which discuss recorded, and that is much more kuladik. Ravadia has a tshuva where he feels that since you don't know, if you can't see the woman. Just the sound itself is not prohibited. It's prohibited because it creates a connection. There's nobody to connect to. There's a discussion in his. He discusses it twice in the Tshuvas, in Chelek Aleph and Chelek Tes. Chelek Aleph, he seems to say, if you know what the woman looks like, it would be prohibited. because then you can picture her. The Mora says that when people would say the name of Racha Vazayna, she was so extremely beautiful that just seeing her would arouse people. Saying her name would arouse people. The Mora says, I said, it didn't bother me. He says, yeah, you don't know what he looks. You don't know what she looks like. The Gemara says, it means much. If you know what she looks like, you can be aroused even though you don't have her in front of you. But in true, in Chavetz, he seems to matter even if you know what she looks like, as long as she's not actually, you're not actually seeing her. So the question is television something where you could, you're not actually, you don't really see the person, but you see the form of the person, you know, you're able to picture her, is that prohibited or not? See, maybe even that is mutter.
Radio and recordings. You know.
But radios and recordings with now, not everybody agrees to that. So the Kobe Shadeva is a problem, just the curl itself is a problem. But there's definitely posting which are mad to that. So that's much more kuladik.
Does anybody make a feel like if she's living or not?
No, I don't think so. And you see the Gemara. The Gemara just says that the Gemara said, "I said Racha didn't bother me." Yeah, shkarech. Yeah, Racha's been dead for 1,500 years. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said, "You don't know what she looked like." Right. So apparently the fact that there was live or dead wouldn't make the difference. So it is an argument to be moderate.
Anybody talk about microphones?
Once you can see her, let's say you go once you can see her, so even though that voice is this replication of it, but since it has the same attraction, I don't think I don't see why it'd be mutter. It's interesting. I mean, this discussion, let me finish off the chair. The motivation for this discussion is this has been a topic lately. There was the Tekkus in Eretz Yisrael, with the Israeli army, which some of the modern Orthodox Rabbanim came out and they said, you know, see what the problem is, you know, it's mutter, etc. And other scenarios where this has come up recently. And so I'm not paskining, you can ask your own rabbi. I want to understand it clearly. There is, Kolish is a halacha. They want to discuss the heterim, we'll discuss the heterim. You know, but some of the articles are written, basically, they sort of like ignore, well, there's a high groin says it doesn't apply to, you know, I mean, first of all, high groin knew a Gemara in, you know, the other Gemaras, they quote, the Rama says only Kol Erev is the problem, the Rama says Chayv Elav, and you know, I find that they're not being, giving a full picture, so they don't have to give a full picture of what is out there, and then you understand, against the backdrop, is there a reason to be matter, are there good heterim, are there good reasons to be samech on these heterim, etc. Thank you.